coming up on the long weekend, your nose is going to want to take you all the way down to Broke for Smoke in Broke. Joining us to tell us everything that's going on is Randy Thraves. Randy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Randy, I know you guys have done this before. Have you had a year or so off with Smoke in Broke? How's it been going?
We had 2020 off, but we got it in last year before we all went back in lockdown. But we're super excited. I think this year is the finish line, and we can all kind of get back to normal and smile and eat barbecue and enjoy friends and beers and barbecue and all the good things in life again. So we're really looking forward to this year.
Absolutely true. Now, if anybody has never been to Smoke in Broke, what will they experience in McNamara Park?
It comes alive with all things barbecue. We've got craft beer. We've got local wineries. We've got music, great music from around markets. And we have about 40 barbecue teams from all over Australia coming down. So, and also these teams will be cooking, as well as we have our Main Street Meats, one of our local butchers is on this year, and as well as our demonstration stage, which will be giving out lots and lots of barbecue tastings, cooking lots of different cuts of meat, different types of meat. You can buy tasting tokens at the event, and a lot of the proceeds from the tasting tokens go to our local Broke Public School as well. So we raise a bit of money for the community, and it's a great, great weekend for family, friends, and more.
Randy, I take from your accent that you're someone who might be able to say whether Australians are a good barbecuers. Do we do a good job on the barbecue?
You're getting better. When I first moved here, it was really hard to find, like, good barbecue. I mean, I do love a good sausage sizzle.
Yes.
But at the same time, barbecue is a craft like craft beer or anything. There's so much more to learn and more techniques and ways to cook things that, you know, you put in the time and the effort and you really can taste your work. So that's a fun way to get the benefit.
I've got to say, I love what has been introduced to Australia through events like this. You know, the term brisket is something I didn't know what it was. I'd never heard of it before. Not only have I heard of it, I've tasted it. And at Smoke in Broke, you can actually learn how to do your own brisket.
Yeah, for sure. Our demonstration stage will be running masterclasses throughout the event. So we go over everything from, you know, your reverse seared steak, maybe even how to take your cheeseburgers up to a new level, our brisket. We're going to have some tomahawks. We'll have, which actually Australia does really well, is lamb. We'll have a lot of lamb for tastings as well. So we hook up with our local butchers and try and bring some of the best Australian produce out for Smoke and Broke Barbecue Festival for us to cook up, share, and talk about.
Randy, if we want to organize some tickets to attend this weekend, what do we do? Where do we go?
Just start going by our website, smokeandbroke.com, and they'll take you to our ticketing site, which is Eventbrite. And then you can buy general admission tickets to come in. I think most of the tickets with tasting tokens are currently sold out, but there will be tasting tokens available to purchase at the event.
It's going to be absolutely brilliant. I can smell it almost immediately coming from McNamara Park in Scone across the long weekend. Randy, have a great event, and thank you very much for joining us at 2NM.
Thank you. Cheers.